third uncle was right. Money did not rain from the skies. But no baby was going to defeat her. She picked up the nearest one and sat down at the table. With one hand tight around his belly, she fed him with the other. The process was messy, like pitching coal onto a moving train. Meanwhile, Robinson came to bat and almost got into a fight with the catcher, Garagiola. If it hadn't been for the umpire, there would have been a riot in St. Louis. Shirley longed for just such an official to keep the peace among Sean, Seamus, and Stephen. When one was not spitting out food, another was tugging at her skirt, while the third screamed for his car, which had rolled underneath the sofa. By the fifth inning, she had finally restored the dining room to its original condition. Now, with one man on base, her hero smacked the ball right out of the park. She yelled, "Hooray!" The boys did too. But when she had stopped, they kept on yelling.
"Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Please stop! Please! Please don't shout anymore!" She might as well have been speaking Chinese. Somehow she managed to peel off their clothing, stuff them into pajamas, and put them to bed. Then, muttering thanks to the goddess Kuan Yin, she flung her weary self into the armchair to seek solace in the uninterrupted enjoyment of the last inning. No sooner had she done so than a chorus of cries issued from the bedroom.
"Sean's wet! Sean's wet! Sean's wet!"
"Which one of you is Sean?" Silence. Drooling. Undoing the buttons from neck to toe, she looked for signs of Sean, wishing that they were dressed like Chinese babies with a handy slit in their pants. How much simpler life had been in Chungking, when all she had had to do was lift Precious Coin's legs over a chamber pot. By the time Sean was found and sanitized, the game was over. The Dodgers had won 4-3, but Shirley was much too beaten to enjoy the victory. Within moments, Mrs. O'Reilly returned. Her sons were snoring peacefully, not a limb moved. The Warriors had fought the good fight and deserved a rest. Shirley earned 3 dimes that shone in her palm as brightly as medals for valor. She couldn't wait to show them to her parents. The next day, Father presented her with a piggy bank. "Now that you're earning money, you deserve a proper place to keep it." While her proud parents watched, Shirley lovingly deposited the coins in the china pig. Thereafter, twice a week, Mrs. O'Reilly did her good works, and twice a week, Shirley wrestled with Sean, Seamus, and Stephen. For a while, the coins that jingled ever more loudly in the pig drowned out the taunts of the terrible threesome. But as the magic number, any combination of Dodger wins or Cardinal losses needed for the Dodgers to win the National League pennant, dwindled from 7 to 6 to 5 to 4 to 3, Shirley fretted. More and more, she longed to exchange the chaos of the downstairs apartment for the quiet of her own. The boys were no fans of the Dodgers, or of Shirley.